Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name, in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
The fear of the Lord, as it is shown in Deuteronomy chapter 28, is evil. It is wickedness. It is a concoction. It is part of a conspiracy and campaign to remove the Lord and take down his people. The plot was carried out by the Gentiles. In this episode, I will show what the Gentiles confess and who they confess to. Joshua 7:19 says, "Give glory to the Lord God of Israel and make confession to him. Tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me." And that is what the Gentiles have done. They have told what they have done. They have, and they have put those things in the book called Holy Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, also called AVB, and it is also called King James Version, the Authorized Version Bible. And we have been looking in the past four episodes at what the Gentiles have done. They did evil. To who? They did evil to the Lord and his people. First Samuel 22, verse 8. This is to the Gentiles. "Ye have conspired against me." These are true words. The Gentiles conspired against the living God, the man, maker of all things, performer of all things, Tommy L. Hart. Yes, "ye have conspired against me." Hosea 7:13 says about the Gentiles, and I'm saying this, "They have spoken lies against me." The Gentiles, alias white people, have spoken lies against me, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. They spoke lies against the Lord back when they plotted to remove the Lord and take down his people. The lie is called the fear of the Lord. And that's what Deuteronomy 28 shows. So, the Gentiles have conspired against me. They conspired against the Lord back in the days of old. They have spoken lies against me. Hosea 7:14 says this, and I say this, "They rebel against me." They rebel against the Lord. The fear of the Lord, it is about a rebellion. The Gentiles rebelled against the Lord. Hosea 7:1 also says about the Gentiles, they commit falsehoods, as in the fear of the Lord, as seen in Deuteronomy 28. They falsehoods. So this is about the enemy. And the Bible calls the Gentiles the enemies of the Lord and his people. They commit falsehoods. And that's what you see again in Deuteronomy 28. Falsehoods. Falsehoods against the Lord. Psalm 139 verse 20 says to me about the Gentiles, they speak against thee wickedly. Again, that is what is done in Deuteronomy 28. The political and religious leaders of the Gentiles speak against the Lord wickedly. Psalm 109, verse 2 says, and I say this, they have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They, the Gentiles, alias white people, have spoken against me with a lying tongue. Now, I have talked about this some time ago. So what you need to do is consult Lawmaster Archives. Consult Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. And you'll see the details of this statement, which says about the Gentiles, they have spoken against me with a lying tongue. That they did in Deuteronomy 28 as well. They spoke against the Lord with a lying tongue. Psalm 83 verse 5 says this to me, the Lord, they are confederate against thee. The Gentiles, they are confederate against thee. Again, in the Bible speaks to the Lord God that the Bible has predicted will come, has come. His name is Tommy L. Hart, performer of all things. The Lord has come. The Lord is here. The Lord is, the Bible's Lord is this present speaker. So the Bible speaks to me, and the Bible speaks to you. The Bible speaks to the Gentiles. The Bible speaks to the Israelites and other people as well. You should know who is being spoken to, and I try to make that clear in my teaching. Who the Bible is speaking of, who it is speaking about, and what is it saying about each one, such as the Gentiles, the Israelites, the Hebrews, and all people as well, all other people as well. So, these verses which I have just read speak about the Gentiles saying, they have conspired against me, they have conspired against the Lord in the past, they conspire against the Lord in this present time. The whole of the Gentiles' so-called Christian teaching is against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. I say that again. The whole of the Gentiles' so-called Christian teaching, their teaching and preaching as relates to Bible content, is against the Lord, and it is against the people of the Lord as well. Who are the people of the Lord? The people to which the Lord belongs is the Israelites. I've told you that the Israelites are the descendants of those first people who were defeated by the Gentiles, disunited by the Gentiles, dispossessed by the Gentiles, deprived of their own independence by the Gentiles, deceived by the Gentiles, debased by the Gentiles. The Israelites and the Gentiles scattered the Israelites among the nations of the Gentiles. Evil doings of the Gentiles against the Lord and his people. I have taught well that and shown you well that the Bible's Lord is a human being. He was a human being in the past. He was a man. He, coming back, the Lord is a man. The Bible's Lord is a man, not a spirit, as the Gentiles teach of God. And they put that statement in the Bible, in John, the book of John, where it is said, God is a spirit. God is not a spirit. God is a man. I am a man. I am not a spirit. You can see me. You hear my voice now. The Bible says, hear ye the voice of the Lord. The Lord is a human being. He has a voice. He speaks, and you can hear. If you are in his hearing, you can hear his voice. You can hear him speak as you hear me speak now. So that's something that you should know and always remember. The Lord, the Bible's Lord, is a man. Okay? Which again shows that every single statement in the Bible is not correct. In the Bible are set down deliberately. As for me, as for my learning, to see how I am coming along. Am I understanding the things that I am reading? What level of understanding have I attained to? Am I getting it? Am I getting the picture of what the Bible is actually teaching? Because everything that's written in the Bible is not correct. By design, keep that in mind, by design, there are no mistakes, let's put it like that, in the Bible, in the AVB. And when I speak of the Bible, I am speaking of a particular one, the one called the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. Okay? So there are certain things that you need to know and need to keep in mind. Again, consult Lawmaster Archives, the Lord's Archives, make the Lord's Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. The Lord is also on Twitter. Do you hear that? The Bible's Lord is also on Twitter. Visit the Lord's Twitter account. Okay? He has many statements there. It is good to hear and listen to, study, if you will, the Lord's Twitter account in conjunction with his Blog Talk Radio archives. Okay? Now, let's move on. So, the message is clear to me that the Gentiles have spoken against the Lord in the past, and they speak against the Lord in the present time as well. The Gentiles have made themselves the enemies of the Lord and his people. That's a big deal in the Bible. The Gentiles have spoken lies. They've spoken lies against the Lord and his people. Okay, moving on. So the Gentiles conspired against the Lord in the days of old. I've said this before and shown this. The wicked plotted against the just, the wicked being the Gentiles, and the just being the Lord and his people. The Gentiles entered into the land of the Lord with evil intent, talking about when they invaded the land of the Lord and his people. They entered with evil intent. The wicked overcame the righteous. The Gentiles overcame, they overthrew the Lord and his people. The enemy, it is said in Isaiah 59:19, the enemy shall come in like a flood. And that is what the Gentiles did. Their combined armed forces came upon them as like a flood. The Gentiles painted the Lord as an evildoer in Deuteronomy 28. The Lord as an evildoer, and said the Lord was a threat to their security, their safety, their welfare. So they painted the Lord as an evildoer and a threat, and campaigned to remove him and bring his people down. That they did. That the Gentiles did. They did wickedness. Hebrews 3:12 says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart in departing from the living God." The living God, departing from the living God. That's evil. Isaiah 59:3, and we're going to read several verses from Isaiah 59, says this to the Gentiles: "Your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perverseness." That's what the Gentiles did, as seen in and shown in Deuteronomy 28. That is what they still do. They still speak perverseness. They still speak lies. Listen to the Gentile Christian preachers, and you get lies when they are talking about the Bible and about the Lord. You get lies from them. They want you to think one lie. They want you to believe is the Lord is a spirit somewhere out in the sky somewhere. When, as I've said, the Bible's Lord clearly is a man. One thing, the things that the Bible says the Lord will do, whatever a spirit is, if it is even such a thing as a spirit, it cannot do. It takes a man, a person, a human being to say or to do the things that the Bible says the Lord God will do when he comes. Those things which the Bible has said the Lord will do when he comes have been performed by the man, Tommy L. Hart. He has performed all things. And the Bible speaks about that, saying, even before the Lord came, has come again, before I have come, the Bible speaks of me saying, he has done all things well. Talking about a man, a living man. It calls the living God. I have done all things well, says the AZB. Again, consult Lawmaster Archives to find out what all things are. The Bible has said several times that the Lord, when he comes, will show you all things. I have shown you all things. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Needless to say, I cannot just open up your head and put knowledge into it. I cannot open up your head and put the knowledge of God in your head. You have a responsibility to hear the word of the Lord. The Lord's name is Tommy L. Hart. You have the responsibility to consider the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And you have the responsibility to do what the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, says for you to do, according to the AZB. I have responsibilities. You have responsibilities. The Gentiles have responsibilities. The Israelites have responsibilities. Also, your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perverseness. These are things the Gentiles have done. This statement is spoken to the Gentiles. Verse 4 of Isaiah 59, and I'm just going to read, I may not comment on everything. None calleth for justice. Nor any pleadeth for truth. I am pleading in defense of the truth. Are you hearing? Are you hearing? Have you developed a love for the word of God? That is a desire to hear the word of God. The word of God is the word of the man, Tommy L. Hart. That is just simply true. The Bible's God is Tommy L. Hart, who has performed all things, the Bible says, well. And again, you can see all things or hear all things from Lawmaster Archives. In vanity, they trust. Speaking about the Gentiles, they trust in vanity and speak lies. So that's a big deal about the Gentiles, to know that they speak lies. In their churches, they speak lies. They taught us lies when we were in the position of slaves. They taught us lies. One of the lies they taught is God is a spirit. That's why that statement is in the Bible, okay? That's a lie that the Gentiles have taught. Now, They speak lies. They conceive mischief, wickedness, evil, as shown in Deuteronomy 28. They bring forth iniquity. The question, John 18:35, asks me, what hast thou done? I have done this. I have brought forth the iniquity of the Gentiles. I have brought forth wickedness done against the Lord by the Gentiles. I've done that. That's what I'm doing now also as well. I am bringing forth the iniquity of the Gentiles, the enemies of the Lord and his people. My people, black people, Israelites, I am bringing forth the iniquity of the Gentiles, the enemies of the Lord and his people, you, the Israelites. 6, verse 6, their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. The Bible is talking about your enemies. It calls them your enemies. They must be your enemies. They made war against you. They defeated you. They dispossessed you. They debased you. They deprived you of your independence. You are still deprived of your independence. You are still scattered about and abroad in the lands of your enemies. The Gentiles are your enemies. That's just a real fact. This is not hate speech. The Bible is not putting forth and setting forth hate speech. They are enemies. The Gentiles are the enemies. Their action shows that. I mean, there is no question about that. The Gentiles are the enemies of black people, whether you want to call them black people, Israelites, Hebrews, all the same for the most part. Israelites are a ethnicity of the Hebrews, okay? So, and I'm bringing forth the wickedness that they have done. I'm making clear Bible content. I am giving clarity to Bible content, showing what is said to who, and other things as well. Follow me. Follow the Lord. Follow God. God is a human being. God is the man. The Bible's God is the man, Tommy L. Hart. The Bible says follow God. Follow the man, performer of all things, Tommy L. Hart. Easy to understand. Easy to do. So, verse 6, Isaiah 59, their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Talking about the enemies of the Lord and his people, the Gentiles, alias white people. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. That's what they have done to the Lord's people. Wasted them and destroyed them. The Israelites are a destroyed people. What do I mean by that? It is evident. They are disunited. They are dispossessed. They have been disinherited, all this by the Gentiles, at the hands of the Gentiles. They are debased. And in the Bible, each one of these things is a big deal. The scattering of the Lord's people among the Gentiles, that's a big deal. That is a big, big thing. It's a big, big evil thing. The Gentiles have done the people of the Lord, and the people of the Lord are black people. They are called Israelites. That's the Bible's proper name for black people scattered abroad in the lands of the Gentiles, Israelites. The Bible makes that clear. repeatedly. Okay? And they are destroyed. As I said, they are debased, they are disinherited, they are dispossessed, they are scattered, fractured, dispersed. They are not whole. They need to be made whole. And that is why I teach. One of the reasons. That black whole again. Whole by being reunited and not scattered. Whole. Having the Lord with them. Following the Lord. And that they be in their own land. But the Israelites must be taught certain things first before we get to the matter of physically possessing our own land. The Israelites must be informed of who they are, because the Israelites, before I started teaching, don't know who they are. And those who call themselves Israelites don't have the truth. They don't have the knowledge of the truth. The Bible says the Lord is the giver of truth. Who is the Lord? The man Tommy L. Hart, performer of all things. That's the Bible's Lord. If you don't have his truth, then according to the Bible, you don't have truth. The Lord gives truth. The Lord gives wisdom, knowledge, understanding of the things that have happened to you and the things that you as Israelites and the people of the Lord must do. And the Bible uses those terms, must do. The work that you Israelites must do in order to become whole again. The Israelites have been fractured, scattered, disunited for so long, they have forgotten that they're supposed to be whole. They're supposed to be made whole. They're supposed to have their own independence. They're supposed to be in their own land. They're supposed to be united as they were before the Gentile revolt. They're supposed to be with the Lord their God as they were before the Gentile revolt. And these things are in accordance with the Bible. Moving on. Verse 8 of Isaiah 59. They have made them, talking about the Gentiles, they have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Crooked paths. Christianity, a crooked path, a crooked way. It is said in the Bible, I hate every crooked or false way. I hate it. Verse 12, the Gentiles speak now. They say, they say it to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, our transgressions are multiplied before thee. I've been speaking of the Gentiles' transgression. Our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. The things that the Gentiles have done, the evil things they have done, testify against them. And they are admitting this. This is confessing. This is the Gentiles, a part of their confession. And they are confessing to the Lord, saying, our transgressions are multiplied before thee, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us. We can see them, some of them, in Deuteronomy 28. And as for our iniquities, we know them. So that's the Gentiles. So Israelites, Hebrews, black people. Black people is a slang. But I say it, continue to say it, to make sure you understand who I'm speaking about. Some people have listened. They don't listen to the whole of my message in Lawmaster Archives. They hear me say Israelites, some black people, and they don't get into my work enough to know that when I speak of Israelites, I'm speaking of black people scattered abroad by the Gentiles or as a result of the Gentiles' actions. Okay, so the Gentiles say they know their iniquities. They know what they have done to us. They have not forgotten. They put it in the book, people. So don't say to me, let dead bones lie. No, no. They put these things in the book. That means they want these things to be known. They want these things to be read. They put it in a book. And I've read the book. And I continue to read from the book, the AVB. That's what it's for. It's for me to read and understand. And then relay that understanding to you, the people. That's part of my work description. Okay. So you get the point. The Bible is speaking about Gentiles. It is speaking about their lying, their sins, their iniquities. The Bible does not paint a good picture of the Gentiles. Do you get that? These are not my words. These words are in the book. That means they want me to know it, and they want you to know it, to know these things. Verse 13, listen to what the Gentiles continue saying and confessing to before the Lord God. Their sins are before me. Okay? They're speaking to me in this statement and transgressing. Well, they're speaking about me or to me, and transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God. Now, notice these terms they're using. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, did you get that? This is what the Gentiles are saying. They are calling the Lord their God, speaking oppression, listen, and revolt. Think about Deuteronomy 28, as I have explained it to you, conceiving and uttering false words of falsehood. Let me read it again. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking, the Gentiles, speaking oppression and revolt, as can be seen in Deuteronomy 28, conceiving and uttering words of falsehood. The Gentiles are such big liars, the Bible just keeps, it's a theme in the Bible. The Gentiles, alias white people, are big liars. How many times does the Bible say it? I have not counted them, but I know it's many. I have no need to count them. When the Bible says it one time, I mean, that's enough for me. But it says it many times and in many ways. So you get a true picture of the Gentiles, the enemies of the Lord God and his people. Remember, the Gentiles took out the Lord, and they took down his people. They debased his people. They scattered. If you are black and listening to me, they did these things to you. You may say, so what? Well, I say, don't be stupid. Know the truth. Know the truth. And know it from its proper source, the AVB. And know it through the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, because the Bible says the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. It tells you to get wisdom, get knowledge, get understanding, but get it from where? Not from the lying Christian preachers, but the Bible makes it clear. Get these things from the Lord when he comes. And he has come, and he is giving and teaching wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Consult Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, people. It is for your own good. It is not good to be a captive. The Israelites are captives in their enemy's lands to this very day. It's not good, it's not a glorious thing to be a captive of the Gentiles. It's not good to be debased. It's not good to be captive in this day and time. And from years past, my people, okay, moving on. All right. Ezekiel 44:12 says this: the Gentiles shall bear their iniquity. Jeremiah 9:5-8, they the Gentiles will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongues to speak lies. And that's what the so-called Christian ministers do. They speak lies. You go to church, you go to hear lies. That's what you're going to get when you go to a Christian church. If they're talking about the Bible and the Lord, they're telling lies. No questions about it. No doubt about it. They are telling lies. Okay. Okay. It says this in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins. I have revealed Deuteronomy 28, and I've shown you what things therein. I have revealed the iniquity, the sins of the Gentiles, just from that text, Deuteronomy 28. I've done that. So mark the statement in Isaiah 53, verse 11, which says, he shall bear their iniquities. Isaiah 53, verse 12, he, the Lord, bear the sin of many. I've shown you the sins of the Gentiles as portrayed in Deuteronomy 28. Okay. It's Jeremiah 29:23 says, they, the Gentiles, have committed villainy. With respect to Israel, they have spoken lying words. Do you get the picture? The Gentiles, the Bible wants you to know that the Gentiles are liars. Do not follow them. Matter of fact, it says depart from them. Depart from evil. Depart from Christianity. Depart from the Gentiles. And you may ask, and go where? The Bible says go to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The spoken lying words which I, the Lord, have not commanded them. Even I know and am a witness, saith the Lord, who has a name, and that name is Tommy L. Hart. Job 19:28, and I've got to close now, so I might as well do it now. Do not forget to visit me on Twitter. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Really, make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, people. And join me next time.